The question was asked, how does a person remain encouraged and focus on his prayer when one does not see his prayer answered the next morning? So, or the exact opposite. So our sages tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed the numerical value of the word Va'etchanan. Do the math, that's over 500 prayers, asking to enter the land of Israel. And his prayers were not accepted. He did not merit to enter the land of Israel. But he prayed, and Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul does the math. And he points out that the number of prayers reflect three prayers a day from the time of the decree till the time that Hashem told him, enough, you're not going to enter the land of Israel. So three times a day he davened over it. So he why? Because part of tefillah is Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecha V'Kaveh El Hashem. You pray and you hope, and then you continue to pray and hope, because we never know at which point Hashem will say, okay, you can have it. And part of what Hashem teaches us is that even though you've prayed for something yesterday, pray for it again today. If it's important to you, suppose that request again. There's a famous story that people say about a person who's standing at the Kotel and he's talking to Rabbon Shlom, and then he says, sorry, I forgot, I mentioned that yesterday. So people like to say that story because the guy feels like, Rabbon Shlom, I mentioned it yesterday, I don't have to mention it again today. So there's an element that's very nice. He feels like he's talking to Rabbon Shlom, right? He feels like Rabbon Shlom's right there. But there's an element which is not true. The halacha says we ask again and again and again. And if we're real about our prayer, then the person who makes that request today is not the person who made it yesterday. Hopefully he's one notch up, maybe he's one notch down. But I'm not the same person I was yesterday, that's for sure.
What do you mean one notch up, one notch down?
Well, we are dynamic, and people do not stay on the same level in their connection to Hashem, in their observance level, in their inspiration. Well, maybe we merit having our requests answered more or less. And if a person is serious about his prayer, then he will also present the request in different ways on different days. And you don't have to say the same thing every day. The prayer should reflect ingenuity. If it's important to you, then you will present it differently on different days. It's one thing to say, Rabbon Shalom, please let Pollard go. It's another thing to say, Rabbon Shalom, it's another day that Pollard is rotting away in jail. How can I stand here before you and I pray and I ask, and another day has passed? Hashem, when will you let him out? And then tomorrow you present it differently. There's a person has to be respectful in prayer, but a person also has to be compassionate. If it's important to us, if we care about it, then our prayer should reflect it. We always have to be careful to draw the line, not to be disrespectful. We have to be respectful in our prayer, but we should express our feelings. And the Talmud and the Tanakh repeatedly show us that individuals can change the course of history through their prayer. If you pay attention, you'll see it over and over again in Tanakh. And it's not always the biggest, pious, most pious person. The Tanakh says that. We learned that with regards to Gid'on, Lech Bechochacha Zeh, that Gid'on's claim, he wasn't too learned, and yet his claim changed the course of Jewish history. So we learned it with regards to Boaz, and the Talmud says in Tractate Tanis about any person who prays for rain. It tells us about individuals, and then it says it as a general rule. Individuals can change. It's not necessarily that my prayer will penetrate the heavens. Maybe your prayer is the one that will penetrate the heavens. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to enter the land of Israel. Moshe tells the Jewish people, "Atem ovrim hayom teyarden, you are crossing the Jordan today." So the Medrash Rabba says on that pasuk, Moshe was hinting to them, "I've been begging to enter the land of Israel. You're entering, and I'm not." So they got the hint, they all started crying, and they said, "Oh no, Moshe, you're going to die on us. Oh, we're going to miss you. You were great." But they didn't really get the hint, because what Moshe was telling them was, if you'll only daven for me, I'll be allowed to enter. You guys can get me in. I can't get me in, but you can. Mm-hmm. And all they did was cry and said, "Oh shucks, we're so sorry. We feel so bad for you, Moshe." So he started crying, and they started crying, but they didn't get the hint. Had they prayed, he would have been allowed to enter, the Midrash says.
Yeah.
That's what the Midrash Rabba says. So you see, Moshe couldn't accomplish with his prayer, but other people could have accomplished with their prayer if they would have prayed. Mm. So every one of us has a responsibility to do the best we can. Mm.